This is Earth Files, the award-winning news site with the latest updates in science, environment, and real X-Files. Podcasting in-depth reports beyond the 6 o'clock news by Emmy Award-winning journalist Linda Moulton Howe.
On August 17, 2009, the UK Ministry of Defence released 800 more UFO documents, including what they describe as the entire December 1980 RAF Bentwaters UFO file. But what I'm reporting now from the former Bentwaters deputy base commander himself is not contained in the MOD files. Over the past 30 years, the unanswered question has been, what exactly did happen between at least 24 military personnel, unidentified aerial lights, and a triangular craft on the ground between midnight of December 26th and 5 a.m. on December 28th, 1980. Colonel Charles Hault has now gone on the record in a recent June 25th press release to state, quote, "I wish to make it perfectly clear that the UFOs that I saw were structured machines moving under intelligent control and operating beyond the realm of anything I have ever seen before or since. I believe the objects that I saw at close quarter were extraterrestrial in origin, and that the security services of both the United States and England were and have been complicit in trying to subvert the significance of what occurred at Rendlesham by use of well-practiced methods of disinformation." Close quote. Colonel Hault served in Vietnam and Japan before being assigned as deputy base commander at RAF Bentwaters in 1980. His boss and base commander was Colonel Ted Conrad, who had not been on the job very long. Their boss was Major General Gordon Williams, the wing commander of the 81st Tactical Fighter Wing at Bentwaters Woodbridge. And it is General Williams who allegedly received 35mm film in two canisters on December 30th, 1980, from RAF Bentwaters captain and day shift commander Mike Verano, who says in his own words, quote, "General Williams told me directly that it was actual footage of the UFOs on the ground." Close quote. By 1984, Colonel Hault was promoted to RAF Bentwaters base commander and also served as base commander at Kunsan Air Base in Korea. Later, he was director of the Inspections Directorate for the Department of Defense Inspector General. Charles Hault was born 69 years ago in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He received a BA in Economics and Chemistry from West Virginia Wesleyan College in 1962. A year later, he enlisted in the U.S. Air Force. He was assigned to a school for maintenance engineering and became a U.S. Air Force maintenance officer for the next 17 years. Colonel Hault retired from his Air Force career in 1991, and today he manages a gated community in Stafford County, Virginia. On August 18th of 2009, I interviewed Colonel Hault about his RAF Bentwaters UFO experience, what happened to him afterward, and why it has taken 30 years for him to say on the record that the lights and craft over three nights in the Rendlesham Forest in 1980 were extraterrestrial in origin.
Let me first say I was very naive and very trusting. That's probably putting it mildly. And I'm very unhappy, I guess is the best way to put it, with some of my superiors, as well as the intelligence services from both U.S. and British sources. What I saw, now keep in mind, definitely structured craft were seen on what was called the first night by three individuals, Fenniston, Burroughs, and Cabanasac. What I saw moved horizontally through the forest, avoiding trees and bobbing up and down. By that I mean it went vertically occasionally to avoid the trees. It retreated from the forest into the farmer's field. At that time, the object was reflecting a glowing light on the farmer's house, which was on the far side of the object. The lighthouse was beyond that. There is no way The light from the lighthouse could have reflected off the farmer's house. In fact, on the tape, I was very concerned about the occupants of the house because it looked like the house was on fire internally from all the reflection on the windows.
And this was the early morning hours of December 28th?
I believe it was December 28th, as I remember, yes. And then the object that we saw was obviously under some type of intelligent control. There's no way it could have moved through the trees and done what it did and retreated into the field whenever we approached it. And it silently exploded into multiple white objects and disappeared.
During that period of time, did you see a beam of light that was described as being white coming down from a glowing light?
No, we saw that later. Let me explain.
Okay.
We went out of the forest into the farmer's field. We crossed by the farmer's house. We fell into a small stream and all got wet and cold and quite uncomfortable. We proceeded a little further, and I was quite concerned about being off the base that time of night with people in uniform. And let's face it, we weren't home. It was a foreign country. We went beyond the road in front of the farmer's house into another field. And at that time, several members of the party noticed objects in the sky that were moving strong, straight, angular movements and were multiple colored as far as the lights. And they changed shape from elliptical to round and elliptical. And then we noticed other objects to the south. And one of them approached us at very high speed. My guess is it was 3,000 or 4,000 feet, maybe lower. I can't tell for sure. And the whole time, the lighthouse was clearly visible on the horizon. The object stopped overhead and sent down a beam. The best way I can describe it is a laser beam, because the light did not radiate out like a normal light would do. It came straight down and fell at our feet, and we were quite concerned. The light was a very bright white light, probably 15, 20 inches in diameter, something of that size, when it hit the ground. It was right in front of us. It was less than 10 feet or 15 feet away.
What happened at that moment?
We stood there in awe, trying to, is it a signal? Is it a warning? Is it a method of communication? What do we do? And we just stood there for, 5, 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, and it was gone. It disappeared as suddenly as it appeared.
It is a beam of light that comes out of the light that's still up in the air, and where it strikes the ground, the beam looks like it's 15 to 20 inches in diameter.
Something of that. It was so shocking that, wow, at the same time, we were picking up radio signals. We'd been continuously having problems with our radios on all three frequencies we were on from the WSA, the weapon storage area, and they were indicating that they were over there. We could see objects in the sky over there. And I've later learned that there were some technicians from communication squadron working in the tower, as well as the tower operator, that observed some very strange things as far as lights and objects.
Were you hearing the radar tower operator describing to you and to others seeing the beam come down into the weapons?
No. The tower is an observation tower. I actually called the people in the control tower through the command post and gave them locations to look for something in the sky. And they called Eastern Radar. And Eastern Radar had radar surveillance and air defense responsibility for that area. And I didn't get a positive response. But at a later date, when I talked to some people, they indicated some of the tower operators had seen some things, but the tapes were confiscated. I don't know. That's all secondhand hearsay.
And those confiscated tapes may contain what has emerged in hypnosis sessions with Jim Peniston and John Burroughs concerning the radar tower operator reporting that a white beam was coming from a light down into the weapons storage area.
That's certainly possible. I can't comment. I don't know. But I know there's a lot of funny things happened.
Do you know for a fact with your own eyes that you were seeing a beam come down in the general area of the weapons storage area?
I could see something, yes.
Where you saw the light beam come down close to you was not directly into the weapons storage area?
No, the weapons storage area was a mile and a half away.
So for those radio reports that were describing a beam coming from a light down into the weapons storage area, those would be other eyewitnesses who could see into the weapons storage area when you could not.
That's correct. There are multiple objects in the sky at that time, at least four, if not five or more.
Were they all white?
No. They changed color. They changed shape from round to elliptical.
Colors.
Gosh, red, blue, and green, I think. I remember the shock of, gosh, when the thing went overhead and the light it approached us, and you hear it on the tape, stopped overhead and it sent a beam down. Oh, my God, we all went into shock almost. How am I ever going to explain this? Nobody's going to believe this. This is a kiss of death for my career.
You actually thought that night?
I certainly did.
When you started this interview, you said that you have been very dismayed by the comments and some of the reactions of your colleagues and superior officers. Could you elaborate?
Well, everybody from Gordon Williams to you name it. I played the tape the following morning for Gordon Williams and gave it to him, and he believed me. According to Gordon Williams, who took the tape and my recorder, he played it at the Wednesday morning staff meeting. They had a staff meeting every Wednesday morning. He played my tape at the staff meeting, and then basically said to the staff, what do we do? And the conclusion was, since nobody knew what to say, it's a Brit affair, happened off the base. Williams actually laughed when he gave me the tape back.
And what you're saying is, it is a Brit, meaning British affair.
Yes.
Off the base. You knew that there was a credibility problem, but now, 30 years later, in the summer of 2009, you are going on the record saying that what you encountered at Rendlesham Forest near RAF Bentwaters and Woodbridge was of extraterrestrial origin. Can you explain today why you are clarifying that?
Because it was beyond the realm of anything we know, and it was intelligently controlled. Now, I will say one other thing. It's certainly possible whatever it is may be from another dimension. I thought of that at a later point, but it was beyond anything we know we had in place at the time, even experimentally. I mean, here's something that is too small for human habitation, that moves under intelligent control, that has the ability to change shape, and then multiple objects appear that have the capability to send down the equivalent of what I would say would be laser beams or something like that, and have a great deal of interest in what goes on at Bentwaters as far as the weapon storage area.
Colonel Hall, why do you think that 30 years after this event in Rendlesham Forest near RAF Bentwaters and RAF Woodbridge, that the Ministry of Defense in the United Kingdom would pretend to release all of the Bentwaters documents when you, I, Nick Pope, and others know that they haven't released the meat at all?
I don't think they ever will. When I was on Larry King, you know what I told him? He said, when do you think this will ever become public? I said, when one of them lands in Times Square or on the lawn in the White House and they can't deny it. He and I both had a big laugh over it.
And what I still wonder is, why are we living such a lie on this planet?
I can't answer that question. I agree with you.
Well, some people would say that power, arrogance, and greed were the strongest motivators of the last 60 years in suppressing information about non-human intelligences interacting with the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I certainly can't disagree.
And what do you think will unfold between now and 2009 and going into the future? How long will these lies be perpetuated?
Until there's a dramatic event, which is probably an accident or... I don't think you're going to get anybody from the intelligence agencies to ever come forward. Those people are afraid to death.
What are they afraid of?
I can just say there's a very powerful force at work. Keep in mind, it's a very, very small number of people.
Who know?
That's correct. If you'll keep in mind, Eisenhower tried to get to the bottom of it. Jimmy Carter tried to get to the bottom of it. Bill Clinton tried to get to the bottom. Guess what?
All blocked.
That's what they say.
So who would be in control if presidents and prime ministers...
That's a question you have to answer yourself and tell me when you find out. A very select group.
Do you have any speculation?
I'd rather not comment.
Even though Colonel Hall is reluctant even now to confirm that the RAF Bentwaters weapons storage area contained nuclear warheads, because of military non-disclosure agreements. Others have gone on the record to confirm there were nuclear weapons beneath the UFO lights on December 28, 1980, at RAF Bentwaters, England.
Thanks for listening to this Earth Files podcast from the edges of science, environment, and real X-Files. Go to www.earthfiles.com to see more than 1,000 Earth Files reports with photographs, drawings, and documents. And visit Earth Files every day, every week, for new reports and new podcasts. That's www.earthfiles.com.